Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sound of healing. Hallelujah. Sound of breakthrough. Because you called my name. And I read out of that grace. I said you called my name.
The way maker. He's the deliverer. He's the chain breaker. His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
I think somebody should shout about that name. Yeah. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's the King of Kings.
King of Kings.
He's still the Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
We even learned how to spell it.
It's J-E-S-U-S.
J-E-S-U-S.
It's J-E-S-U-S.
J-E-S-U-S.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Wow, it's good.
Accelerate Church, right? For a split second there, I thought we weren't in Accelerate Church. Did you bring some praise with you tonight, Accelerate Church? See, I have this section right here is my crazy praisers right here. These are the crazy praisers. Something happens when we praise the Lord, church. Something happens when we lift our voices. Something happens when we shout. I need somebody all the way in the back to know something happens when we praise the Lord. You may have walked in one way, but your praise begins to shift things in the atmosphere. You may have walked in broken. You may have walked in broken, but something happens when we sing his praise, when we jump a little bit, when we spin a little bit, when we shout a little bit. Come on, I need somebody way in the back to understand that the key to your breakthrough is you getting a little shout on tonight, getting a little praise on tonight, getting a little step. Because something happens when I call your name. 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 Hallelujah. Something happens when we praise the Lord. Mountains move when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Put a little praise on me tonight. Chains are loose when I call your name. Chains are loose when I call your name. Chains are loose when I call your name. Something happens. Something happens when I call your name. Call out the name of the Lord tonight. His name is Jesus. His name is Deliverer. Something happens when it happens when it calls. Come on. Something happens. Yes, it does. Something happens. Sing it again. Something happens when it calls. Something happens. Yes. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Come on, praise it. Shout for your freedom tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We honor your name. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank
you for your mighty presence.
I know it's hard. The tears in your heart. I know it's deep. If I can walk it. I know the pain. It feels like it's clutching. But I'm here to say, yeah. Hope is rising. This season will change. This season will change. This is not the end of your story. This is just a chapter in time. Another epithetor is slowly working on these waters. He will not forsake all of them. He is standing right by the side. You are rising up from the ashes. It's so much stronger than before. Oh, so much stronger than before. Don't you give up. Don't you lose heart. Our God is yours. He sees where you are. Don't you quit now. Even though it feels so hard. I'm here to say,
I'm
His name is Jesus. Light of the world.
Yeah, sing it out.
His name is
Jesus.
Awesome. Awesome. Light of the world. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Light of the world. His freedom in His name. Awesome in power. Reigning forever. Light of the world. His freedom in His name.
It's freedom in His name. It's freedom in His name. It's healing in His name. In the name of Jesus. The precious mighty name of Jesus.
He is on
the throne.
The valleys, the doors seem locked. I see glory as I run inside Your throne room. Before You I bow. The veil is torn, the torch gleams light. I see glory as I run inside Your throne room. Before You I bow. The veil is torn. The veil is torn. The torch swing wide. I see glory as I run inside Your throne. Before You, before You I bow. The veil is torn. The veil is torn. The torch may I keep glory as I run inside glory. Before You, I die. The veil is torn. The torch may I keep glory as I run inside glory. Before You, I bow. The veil is torn, the doors swing wide. Before You, I run inside glory. Before You, I bow. Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you.
Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one. Hearts of those telling tonight. Jesus, we in the spirit. Salavendo la mando la blista che la bahasa. Sole mande la blusta che le bahasa. Yangande la basola mande la blista che. You've been battling headaches of any kind. Stick your hands to heaven. The Lord said, I'm here to make an adjustment in your body, in your brain, in your blood, whatever's causing this. I've come tonight to heal your body and help you to live free from these kind of things. La basola bando la blisteke. If that's you, reach up, reach up, reach up, reach up. Touch the hem of his garment. He's here tonight. You can tell he's here tonight. You can tell he's in this building. I call your body healed. Whatever is causing these headaches, we pray over that. We speak over that. Jesus is the healer. I'm not a healer, but Jesus is a healer. We speak health. Lord, whatever it is causing this thing, and I specifically see people that these headaches are changing your life. They're an attack on your life. They adjust your day, maybe days. And I call you healed because the Lord said, I want you to call that out right now. I want you to call it out right now. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. There's somebody over here especially, maybe anywhere, I don't know, maybe at home. You've been battling some things in your jaw, like pain and, you know, crackling and especially, you know, it just, whatever, something you do, chewing or something. I see it in the spirit by the Holy Ghost. If that's you, put your hands to heaven. I call you healed. Yeah, somebody over here especially. But you can get in on it anywhere. I was just directed this way. May, whatever that is, I believe the Lord is touching that right now. I see it. I hear it by the Holy Ghost. He's come to heal anything to do with your jaw system, that you're going to be free from this and not have to live in that pain in the name. By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said, I'm healing mouths. I've come tonight to heal mouths. Something with your, I mean, your mouth's a big deal. You know, it could be your tongue, could be your the roof of your mouth. It could be some form of a cancer or something in your mouth. It could be your teeth. It could be your gums. Again, I'm not a medical doctor, and I don't practice healing. I practice Jesus. But the Lord said, I'm in the house tonight. If that's you, and you need a miracle in your mouth, lift your hands to Jesus. Reach out. That's what I always say. Reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Lord, I call our mouths whole, healed. No more of these problems. No more of this decay. No more of this issue. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. No more of it. We ask you. We hear you. We hear what you're saying. And we receive that healing anointing to come into our mouth tonight. La basoka la mando la blashite la basa flaka shokoto. Limando la basa kata. If somebody's here, your leg is shorter than the other one. I wouldn't know this. I don't know you. The Lord said, tell them I'm beginning to work on it right now. I'm beginning to work on it right now. I'm going to shift. The Lord said, I'm going to shift your hip. And that leg is going to grow out and be the same as the other. I call upon you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There's somebody in here, but especially streaming with us. The Lord said, there's somebody, you've lost a baby, a miscarriage. I pray for you now. The Lord said, tell them that you could be in here too. But I agree. But I'm focused right now. Somebody at home is just desperate saying, oh my God, I've lost my baby. And I see two things in the spirit. We only talk by God. We don't make stuff up. I see two things in the spirit. You miscarried or something happened and the baby wasn't born. Secondly, your baby was born and it was with you, but it has died. And I pray over you right now. Jesus said, you tell them, I heal hearts. I heal bodies. I'm going to walk you through this. My daughter, my son, I'm going to walk you through this in the name of Jesus. You can't see it. You don't feel it. You're in trouble. You're in the valley of the shadow of death. But I have come tonight to soothe your soul, to strengthen you, to speak life into you, and let you know I'll make the devil pay. Count on it, the Lord says. Count on it, the Lord says. Go ahead. Count on it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Masakalabato. There's such a strong, sweet presence of Jesus Christ in this building tonight. Oh, shaka batola, basika batola, shoka, le posina mandela blastoko la moshasta, flese, ke mandalia katolene. Let's pray in the spirit. You want to? Do it at home, wherever you're streaming from. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, say, Lord, fill me, please, right now. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Please give me my prayer language. Lafa solamindo libliste lafa sano yo igande lebeso tolifa sendo liabla shokolina levo soko tolabashaka. The Holy Spirit says, if you're in business, now you may be the owner, a partner. Or maybe it's not yours, but you're responsible, like, to run it. and make sure it's a success. The Lord said, I'm here tonight to put a fresh anointing on business owners and operators, that your business has been under siege, either by, you know, I do a lot in the business arena, and I walk with a lot of people in the marketplace all over the world. It is amazing. A lot of the stuff that happens in church happens in business. Yeah, we have church splits. They have business splits. They have people and partners and such. They have employees. There's business people. They have employees that just ransack the business, steal from them, talk behind the boss's back. And I just see this by the Spirit of God. You own and operate a business. All business is tough. It's like church work. We preachers make church look so easy. That's one of Jeremy, you know, and Aaron's. That's one of their attributes. They make ministry look so easy. They actually make ministry look like so much fun. And unless you're walking close with them, like Jonathan and David, you would never know the hell, the gossip, the attacks, the demonic attack, and people. And businesses, many times the same way. If you make a little space here, now you don't have to go away. Just move back a little bit, unless that's you. And I want, you don't have to, but any of you, Richard Summerlin, grab these. Bless Klaus, you know what to do. If you're in business and you say, man, you're calling me out, Don, the Holy Spirit, and we're going to bless you tonight. This thing's going to turn. Everybody say turn.
Turn.
This is going to turn. Everybody say turn.
Turn.
Yeah, I promise you. That's what God said. We have no idea when we come out from meetings like this and we start working, you know, like this until God begins to speak. Now, this isn't planned stuff. We don't plan this kind of stuff. And we're not guessing. We're not guessing. God is in the house. Jesus is in the house. He wants us blessed. I believe, I hope you're not of a different opinion, I believe the Lord wants to make you rich so Amen. You can fund the gospel.
Amen.
The beauty of God is you get to live on it. You get to enjoy it. God will never ask you for everything you've got, because he wants you to be blessed. You're his son. You're his daughter. But the marketplace was meant to produce money, but also souls. The biggest reason Satan wants your business to be a struggle is because you're a shining light. And oh my word, someone might come and ask you for service or buy something from you or be part. And then you might get them saved. It's powerful. A lot of people get born again in the marketplace. I recommend that you make your business your pulpit. That you find a way. Sometimes you work for another company or man and they don't permit you to do that. You can still find a way to let your light shine. But what if we went to God and say, Lord, I'm turning my entire operation into winning souls. Wait. You're not an evangelist preacher. Can't have church. Don't do that. Let God use your business, whatever the service is, whatever your activity is, whatever you produce. Let God say, Lord, if you just bless me, I'll bless your kingdom. If you bless me, I'll bless your kingdom. Now, I'm just looking up and down the line. I know some of you. I don't know all of you. But I just kind of feel like some of you already have that covenant with God. Advance me. And watch what happens. I'm the firm believer that you should make a covenant with God and say, Lord, if you give me more money this year, I'll give you more money this year.
Amen.
I was praying one time. One of my friends in Australia is one of the richest people down under. And not that that matters, but just for the illustration. And we were talking one day, and I said, well, you know, you're a good tither and a good giver and all. Why don't you go to God? And when I was talking to him, Randy, the Lord said this to me. Tell him I want to know what my cut is. What God said, you ask him, what's my cut? I'm not talking about the tithe, because honestly, the tithe is never ours. It's the Lord's. Bible's clear on that. And so we got talking about that. And I said, all right, listen, man, here's what we're going to do. We're going to believe God together. You're going to go to your prayer closet. And you're going to tell God what his cut is. He wants to be your partner. Right? Right? And then keep your word. God doesn't, he's not prone to like liars very well. And he won't keep a covenant with someone who breaks the covenant. He's too big. And he won't cheat for us. That's not our God. I don't think you cheat for him, I'm just saying. He goes, well, can you explain that more? Now, this is a multi-million dollar operation, so I get that. Not everybody has that. But he did. I said, well, what if you went to God and said, if you give me $10 million more dollars profit this year, not work, profit, take home. If you went to God and say, God, why don't you give me $10 million more dollars this year, and I will tithe off from it, so now I have, you know, $9 million left. Out of the $9 million, this is what him and I were talking about. How much would you give Jesus Christ and his work, the prophet of God? How much would you give your God if he really honestly, if this really honestly happened for you, and you really did get $10 million more in the next 12 months? Besides your tithe. He goes, well, you know, I said, I know you got to pray about it. But what if you gave him half? What if you got 9 million, 10 tithe, 9 million left, half of that is 4,500,000. What if you went private and said, God, that's what I'm telling him. What if you went in private and just to you and Jesus, and say, if you give me $10 million more dollars this year, now again, not work, because $10 million more worth of clientele, you got materials, you got, I'm talking about money you take home. What if you said, God, I'll give you half of it. We'll do a 50-50 split. He goes, really, that much money? I said, well, you don't have any of it right now. Now, this is one rich dude, so he's got money, but you don't have this $10 million that you're asking God to give you extra. So what's it to you if you give God half of it, if it really does come? Now, bringing it down into the world that I live in, what if you said, Lord, could you give me another $250,000 this year, $500,000, maybe for some of you $1 million, that's not factored in? It's not part of your growth chart. It's just somehow, you know, Jesus paid a year's worth of taxes with one fish with a coin in his mouth. So why can't we believe for a fish with a coin in his mouth? Right? Just then the Lord said, I'm going to help them pay back taxes.
Amen.
Whoever you are, Lord, I'm not pointing you out. The Lord said, speak it right out. We're paying back taxes, things that you owe the government, things that are behind, or you know what's coming and you have no idea what you're going to do about it. The Lord said, tell them I'm sending a client that's going to have a fish that's going to have a coin in its mouth. In other words, a client with enough money to clear that out. So I'm talking to all business people now, not just the ones that you feel like your business, you know, is under attack. That's all of us. So I would challenge you, I think it's okay with God that I do. Go to God. Say, Lord, if you give me this much more. Now, again, it's above and beyond, you know, your projected clientele, business, product, produce. Give me this much more. I give you my word. I will keep my word, and I'll give you this percentage. I can't tell you what that is. I just illustrated 50, but, you know. The guy I'm talking about went to 75 and went out of millionaire status into billionaire status in 12 months. Oh, man, I wish I could promise you that. Can't do that. You gotta talk to God. Tell him he's cut. Ask him to bless you. Ask him to bless you so you can preach the gospel. Time is really short. Now, I'm going to put a hand on you for anointing to not just survive in the business world, the marketplace, but to have the greatest, listen to me, the greatest favor you have ever had in your life. I commission you right now. This is everybody in business, not just up here. I commission you right now, every single day of your life, the rest of your life, when you rise to start to mobile, you say, I have divine favor. I have favor with God. I have favor with man. Lord, give me favor. When you have favor, people will hire you even if you're the highest bid. It's an amazing event. You can buy machinery and yeah, it costs money, but favor. Everybody say favor. In fact, all over the house, say favor. Favor with God. Favor with man. Favor with, look what happened in your business. When years ago, when we met in your father-in-law, and we talked about the favor of God on your business. You guys are doing okay. You're multimillionaires now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. Like multimillionaire? That is correct. I know that. But you weren't that way before favor, were you? Are you still working hard? Yeah. See, don't think because God blesses you, you become a slacker. God blesses you, and he'll bless your business so you can provide for yourself, live good, and provide for the kingdom. We got work to do. Time is short. Think about what's going on in the world. Our generals just said that if China marches on Taiwan, there's not a thing basically we're going to be able to do about it. We don't have the resources. That's our own leadership. In Russia, Mr. Putin, who if Armageddon happened today, he'd be God of a country called Magog. He retrieves much of his unit military, re-aims submarines for nuclear launch, and he's been living in a fallout shelter. This is probably not a really good sign. You could have a whole lot more confidence than I do in our president and in those in charge of what we might do about any of this. What are you saying, Doc? Time is really short. This mayor may not be it. But God's got to get you where you're not struggling and that things are flowing and money's flowing. And you have the tools. You have the tools. Everybody say tools.
Tools.
I claim tools. Thanks, but I was doing that. I claim tools.
I claim tools.
I claim facilities. Buildings. Vehicles, computer systems. I claim lieutenants. I'll come into your business and they'll do exactly what they're told and they'll make it happen. You got to have helpers. I'm done preaching now. We'll lay hands on you. Where am I starting here, Joe? Be anointed by God to do business in the last days. And may whatever ceases against your business, I command it to cease. In the name of Jesus, dream your dream. Lavav le meste ke la masha. You're praying, right, church? We are not spectators in the spirit-filled movement. We are participators. In the name of Jesus, I put my hand on you for your business to prosper. for you to see and know, for you to see and know, for you to see and know what you got to do next, who you got to do it with, what you got to do, what you have to stop. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm just touching you as a point of contact. In the name of Jesus, we will have money, we will have wisdom, we will have favor, we will have tools, we will have buildings, we will have advancement, we will have enjoyment, we will have promotion. It's coming to us. I bind every foul spirit trying to harass you, stop you, rub your nose in the work. I put my hand on you for it. Prosper. 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 In the name of Jesus, Lord, breathe into these businesses like an entity that belongs to you. Let this pressure lift off from us. May we prosper. May we have tools and helpers and workers. May this be the greatest year, these days to come. May they be the greatest we have ever known. Everybody shout tools. Say equipment. The Lord, this is probably for everybody in this building and streaming. The Lord, this many people own and operate businesses. Wow. Heavy duty. The Lord will give us power to go get wealth. Some people think the Lord will just give you wealth. It kind of, I don't know if the teachers mean it that way, but it kind of comes across as, you know, wealth is on its way. Don't worry, you're going to prosper. But the Lord said, I'll give you power to go get it. That would include anointing. That would include blockading evil spirits nibbling at your life and giving all of your competitors the business. You should have the business, child of God. These demons should be bound. Power to get wealth. Insight from God to go fetch it. Favor of God to have it at your disposal. In the name of Jesus. Prosper. Business prosper. Prosper. Business prosper. To obey your God, to enjoy. May your dream come true. You didn't make it up. You didn't make it up. I believe God probably put this inside of you. Never sacrifice your God for your business. Put your business on the altar of God and tell him it's his. The Lord is not your co-pilot. The Lord is your pilot. I speak favor over you. See, I'm just a point of contact. Putting my faith with yours. Favor. Advancement. Prosperity. Making it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And to help people all along the way. To help people all along the way. That's our duty. Let your light so shine before men they see your good works, which is in, and then they're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Let money come. The wisdom of God, the favor of God come. Let the soul of God come. Tools. We need equipment. We need tools. We need God to give us wisdom when we're out there. How do we fetch it? What's the idea of God to go get it? and then go get it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. We're going to make it. And we're not just going to barely make it. Everybody say, I am going to make it. I am not just going to barely make it. I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you to prosper. To prosper. To have money. Favor in the community. To preach this gospel with your pastor in these last days. So play my shakando. Play for Salamando. Oral Roberts, Dr. Roberts, this is a couple years, 4 or 5 years ago, we were having lunch, a handful of us with Dr. Roberts, and he said, he turned to us and he said, there were 13 people that were like my first real partners that sacrificed to help me bring healing to God's people. And he said, they sacrificed, they sold, I watched them. And he said, today those 13 people are multimillionaires, but they were almost broke before. God's not messing around. He really isn't. He's got work to do. You might know it, not, you might not, you should know it, but maybe you don't have this urgency, you're not plugged in, I don't know, but I know what the Lord's up to. And he needs you. Smile, I'm not taking an offering right now. He needs you. He needs you to perform in your gift, right? The Bible says just like there was a readiness, a willingness to do, you have to do. I know, listen, I don't like connivory. I don't like manipulation. I don't ever use anything sensational or emotional when we do receive offerings, whether it's in our conferences or in our home churches. You don't need that. You're not really falling for sending $59.95 by tomorrow morning and you'll be mega, mega rich by next Saturday. If you are, slap yourself right now. We're smarter than that, people. We're smarter. But as the ministers of the gospel, just because there are some connivers and manipulators and greedy preachers that are always, you know, doing something to get more money. I remember what Dr. Hagin said. I'm sure you're close to him. You heard this more than me. Dr. Hagin said, once a preacher learns how to manipulate God's people to get money, he'll repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until he's in horrible trouble with God. We don't do that. The offerings. Churches like this, we don't do that. We tell you, sometimes we might tell you what the need is. Or a church, we might say, we got to build this building and we're going to help these missionaries. We might tell you what that costs. Right? But the Bible says you give according to what you purpose in your heart. Not what I purpose for you. Not what Jeremy purposes for. If you're a visitor, meaning you're not a member here, raise your hand right now. I want to look at you and tell you something. Thank you for coming here. We'd like to have you. Now, if you're a visitor and this is not your church and you don't have one, well, I'm looking for a church. Well, stop. You don't keep looking after you find the girl to marry. But you might be from out of town. And so, now, I had to do that for a reason, because I want to say this to accelerate church. You watch and see what happens here because of the way you serve, the way you give, and the way you submit your life to God, and how you're hooking up with your preacher. You watch. Now, you're a blessed church. You are a blessed church. Amen. But wait until you see. I believe, Jeremy, even coming out of this conference, the way you served, the way you helped us. Normally, in like tonight, we have to fly and take part of the team on airplane. Part of the team will leave in cars and trucks, and part of the team will leave on the bus tonight because we all got ministry to do. We don't like take a week off now and go motorcycle riding or something. We're golfing, you know. We got work to do. Time's short. So it's like, you know, I asked Josh, when do you think you'll be able to knock down the meeting, not knowing when we're going to dismiss, of course. He said, well, you've been quitting somewhere around 9 or so. If you do that again, I have so much help in this church that work hard. We'll be out of here by 11 p.m., Dad, in the air, headed for our next destination. Amen. Now, Josh, no offense to anybody, does that normally happen? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's very abnormal. We love you for it. We even watch young people working. We're in the miracle zone now. Thank you. Accelerate Church, thank you. You made room for all the... If you're a visitor, a fivefold ministry, wave again so the church can see you're here. They took care of you. They blessed you. They made room for you. You're sitting in their chairs. You probably parked in their parking spot. I know I did. I not only got your parking spot, I kidnapped your truck. You gave it to, I know that. Quit ruining my story. They know that. They know you're here. Thank you. Because of that, we've watched God move. Think about just the band. This is our conference band. Pretty much everywhere I go, they go, but they're from all different churches. You know, if you have a church band, which you got a pretty good church band right here. Seriously. We didn't bring ours because yours doesn't cut it. We brought ours so yours mostly can take a break and enjoy the meetings, right? And I love it. I really do. You got a hot band, worship team. But this team works with me all the time. They know exactly. They know the look on my face. They know my stance. They know when to stop, start, change the song, and don't ever do that one again. Right, Josh? Sure. But because of that, you entering in, it's shocking how many people just, they'll stand and stare at the worship team like we're entertaining you. But I noticed during this conference, I think it's pretty much, I preach here when it's not a conference. It just seemed like most of you were really entering in. Right? Yeah. Well, they didn't do my favorite song. Mine neither. They did yours. That's right. They did, didn't they? Yeah. And sometimes that happens for you. Now, the times it don't. Who cares? We're not singing to you. This guy visited our church, Jeremy. And I don't know where he's from. He's dressed nice. Nice guy. He caught me on my way out, you know, after a service. I'm on my way out, and he said, can I see you for a minute? And I usually say no. But why would I see you for a minute when I can't see everybody else for a minute? It's not that kind of a setting. You know, I said, well, yeah, you want to walk with me for a minute? And he goes, well, Pastor, I love your preaching. I love that there's a beautiful, you know, friendly spirit in this church from the front door to here. So we already know when you put the jelly on before the peanut butter, we already know where it's headed. So he says, but, man, I'm telling you, when that drummer took off and started beating on those drums, it was one of those wild times where he forgot he was part of the band and did like a drum solo and, I don't know, broke a drum, 3 drumsticks, jumped up and down, hit his head on the little roof, something like that. And this guy said, man, those drums, man, I'm just going to tell you, that just, I said, just stop right there. Now, I don't want to hurt you, but I want to tell you the truth. I'm a truth bearer. all the time we were doing this, not one time did we ever even think about you. No man played the drums for you, Buckaroo. I know you're high and mighty in your head, and now you don't like our church because we didn't do what you wanted. We didn't sing your song. You weren't prone to like drums in the church. Golly gee, Your Highness, we're really sorry, but we weren't worshiping you. We didn't send you an email, did we, that says, do you like drums? You like horns? You like guitars? You want it loud? You want it quiet? You want it long? You want it short? I did the dumbest thing once, probably more than once, but I did the dumbest thing once. I put out this survey to the church family. I think there was, if I remember, I should remember, it was so painful. There was 18 questions on it, and they were simple questions. Is Living Word, that's our church, is Living Word your home church? Is Mark Barclay your pastor? 18 questions. The last question, though, was the real getter, because it was no longer check the box or fill in the blank. It was you get a whole paragraph, and the question was, can you write in here anything that is really hindering your Christian growth that we could help you with? And then they turned them in. When my team went through those, you know, to categorize them, because I promised the next Sunday I would come up and tell everybody what was on the surveys. I literally, when they gave me that report, this is what I did. I looked to heaven and I said, I feel sorry for you. These are your people. God help us all. Now remember, the question was, what might be doing that's severely hindering your Christian walk? So one of them said, it's too cold in here. Quite a few of them, it's too cold. But almost an equal number said, man, Doc, it's too hot, or Pastor, it's too hot in here. You got to do something. One said, you're going to pass out blankets and hand warmers? It's cold in here. The other one said, you need to pass out fans, man. We're cooking down here. The music goes too long. About half the church said, you worship too long. The other half said, I'm having trouble. If we don't worship longer, I don't want to do it. The music's too loud, half the church. The other half, can you turn the music up? I like it just thumping and bumping. It was like slick. You preach too long. That was about half the church. Your sermons are too long. The other half, Pastor, you used to preach longer. We need more word. I read them all. We laughed. We cried. And when we were done, I said, is there anybody here that would like to pastor this mess? There were no takers, so I'm still on post today. Think about it. This isn't for you. We want you healed, delivered, blessed, taught, fed. There was a season that I just had break my, you know, back to get home from meetings. I've been in traveling ministry all my life. I'm a full-time pastor, et cetera. But one time an evangelist was preaching for me, and he said, he sat down in my office. He goes, oh, God, man. I am just burnt out. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I said, you just been traveling a lot? Oh, yeah, man. As I said, really? So we compared notes. He was preaching twice a week. I was preaching seven. I'm the guy that for 35 years literally preached 6 to 7 days a week for 35 years. I'm still preaching, but. And he preached like one or two services per weekend, and he was burnt out. Yeah. Just like the guy in my church, he said, Pastor, I'm burnt out, man. I said, where'd you do that at? In order to burn out, you had to burn up. I mean, you ain't ever been on fire, brother. See, you know what a lot of people don't like about real preachers? We speak truth. We're not polishers. We're not rubbers. And we're not going to wax your mustache for you. We just speak the truth. We do it in love because we love you. You know how easy, stop it, Jeremy. You know how, I'm going over here. He's a mess. He might be drunk in the Holy Ghost right now. Doesn't he look like it? Put a camera on that guy right there. Put him all over the internet. That's him, Jeremy File, pastor of Accelerate Church. See, real Christians, we don't fake it because somebody, we don't answer people because that's what they want. Tell the truth. We speak the truth in love. If you don't love people, you won't rescue. You won't help them. You won't steer them. And you just won't. But if you have the love of God in your heart, you can't lie to people. You can't watch somebody consistently fail, flop around, and live that way when you know you have something to share with them. You're not their keeper. They may not even listen. That's not the point. The point is you gotta tell the truth. We had this ministers meeting, and you know they had like a breakfast thing, and so I didn't get to the breakfast. I came just kind of towards the end of it because I was the speaker and I just flew in, and that was the quickest we could get there. I walked in, I sat down with like six preachers at the table. And one of them had egg on his face from breakfast. Guess he had him, you know, over easy or something. He just had some egg here. And I sat down, looked at him, you know, and I said, hey, man, I think you want to go look in the mirror in the bathroom. He goes, what? I said, there's egg on your face. So he ran, went in the bathroom, came back, shook my hand. He said, God, you know how long I've been sitting here since breakfast with my friends? Not one of them. Not one of them had enough honesty and love for me to tell me I look like a, you know, soft-boiled egg. What's wrong with us? That we're just not truthful people. Why do we get offended? You might not. Just hear me another minute. Why do we get offended because our pastor tells us the truth? Why do young people get all jazzed up because your parents tell you the truth? There's something wrong. That's not right. There's something wrong with it. One of the first things you learn, pastoring, is that I not only can't please most of the people most of the time, I can't hardly please anybody most of the time. So I might just well please God.
There you go.
That's right.
Errol, I know you know the story, but... I'm studying for Sunday morning, and the Lord says, I want you to teach on stingy Christians. I said, oh, great. There you go, ruining my ministry again. So I'm getting my, it's Saturday night, I'm getting my notes together. It's about 9 or 10, the phone rings, and it's this beautiful couple in my church. They've been with me a while. They said, Pastor, you're not going to believe what's happening. I said, what? Aunt Martha is coming to church in the morning. We've been working on Aunt Martha, I mean, as long as Noah worked on his city, you know what I mean? And she does not like preachers. She does not like church, period. And we've sent people to her. I mean, we've had all night long intercessors for old Aunt Martha, and she's coming to church. I said, whoa, man, that is awesome. And here come the bell ringer. Now, Pastor, we've never asked you to do anything like this, but Aunt Martha has a real hatred for preachers that talk about money. So I'm looking at my desk. Talk about stingy Christians. I'm pretty obedient to God, but you know, for a couple of seconds there, my mind said, well, you can preach on this next Sunday and still obey God. That's your brain. I said, well, I'm glad she's coming. I'm praying over my message right now. And I literally started to write a different message, teaching myself, you can still obey God, just do it next Sunday when Aunt Martha's not there. Not for Aunt Martha, for this beautiful couple that's helped me build the church. They love God. We've been believing forever to get Aunt Martha in church. Forever. And here she's coming. So I get my little deal, you know, I get up Sunday morning and I'm trying to not listen to God. I didn't go to prayer that morning because God talks at prayer. And I already knew what he was going to tell me to do. So I'm not being just like rebellious. I'm just kind of being like, stay in the shadows. Maybe God won't know I'm here today. So we get to church. We worship. I get in the pulpit. I'm going to preach. There's this beautiful little couple. And there's the witch. The anti-God, anti-preacher, anti-church woman sitting right there. And man, I stood there a minute and the Holy Spirit said, it's me or Martha. It's me or Martha. Say it. It's me or Martha.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't take me long. I looked at Martha and I said, I'm for you. And I preached on stingy Christians. See, I was a sinner. And when you're a sinner, your babies will need milk and you'll go buy for everybody in the bar. Sinners are horribly, wonderfully, totally generous. I got saved and some others got saved and you almost got to beg them out of money. When they were sinners, set it up, bartender, well, I'm buying for everybody. You don't have to say amen. I won't preach it anyhow. It's the last night. I'm leaving town. I found a way out of town that you can't chase me to the airplane. So I preached on stingy Christians. And several times, not intended, we don't target humans. Though we could because we're skilled communicators. You know what I mean by that? Some guy said, you looked right at me while you were preaching that. Sometimes I say, I know it. I know what I'm doing. Of course I stared at you. You needed it. But other times it's like, no, that's God working on you. I didn't, you know, one guy said, you made that sermon just for me. I said, don't flatter yourself. You're not that important. Make a sermon for you?
Come on. Preaching good now.
So I didn't mean to, but I found myself staring at Aunt Martha several times during the stingy Christian message. And I'm thinking, I'm closing this out. I'm going to have my assistant come up and pray. And while they're praying, I shall find my car already aimed. And I barely got down the steps. And Aunt Martha, man, she must have jogged all of her life. She came like double time. And she stopped me. She goes, can I talk to you, preacher? I said, if you keep it short. She goes, I have never been so told off in my entire life. Oh, there was a lot of things I wanted to say. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you know, I hate preachers talking about money. I said, I could tell. And this little couple that's helped me build the church, so sweet. Been praying forever for Aunt Martha to come. He's looking at me with his little puppy dog eyes like, Pastor. Oh, Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. Oh, Pastor, Pastor. Finally get Aunt Martha here and you preach on that. After we called you and asked you not to. You know that look? So they're slowly coming up. Aunt Martha's laying it out. I've never been so told off so well in my whole life. You know I have a problem with preachers talking about money, obviously. And she said, but I brought my checkbook. What do you need? I said, what? I wasn't expecting that. Prophet or not, I didn't see that one coming. I said, pardon me. I brought my checkbook. I got money. What do you need, preacher? I said, well, what category are we talking about? We're talking about payroll? We're talking about missions? We're talking about feed the hungry? What are you talking about? Oh, Aunt Martha said, name a number. So I'm, what do you say? I don't know what to say. Name a number. And God said, it's me or Martha. I said, I told her the number. It wasn't little. I said, well, we can use this amount of money right now. She goes, fine. I'm thinking, fine, you idiot. Why didn't you go bigger? Like there was no struggle, just fine. She wrote the check, handed it to me. I said, well, I thought you hated, you know, like preachers and money. She said, that was before this morning. And I'm just going to tell you, I'll be back because I am never again going to be labeled publicly and humiliated like this because I'm a stingy giver. I said, ma'am, nobody called you out. Nobody pointed you out. And she started coming back. Got to tell the truth. We can't be seduced by the congregation. Yeah. She was a big giver until she went to heaven. Thank God she went to heaven.
Yeah.
Tell her, we just told her the truth. There's a lot of talk about back in the day. Remember, there was churches that abused, and there was all churches that there are cults. I used to tell people, don't call me a cult. You can't even spell the word. You don't even know what cult is, you know. But I always wanted to write a book about churches that abuse preachers. Because guys like you, pastors, you get seduced all the time. People are trying to steer your ship all the time with their little insinuations. And if you do that again, I'm out of here. And you better do this. And I'm leaving and I'm taking people with constantly, constantly, constantly. So you got to tell them the truth. Our duty isn't to please you. We would love, I've never met a true preacher. I've met a lot of preachers. Some of them are. I've never met a true God-called preacher that didn't want to be loved,
yes,
accepted,
amen,
helped,
amen,
supported, maybe even at times saluted, pat on the back. Because I know it's hard for some of you to believe, but we're humans also. We have feelings too. We have families too. Right? That's right. That's right. What are you saying to us, Doc? Straighten up and fly right. Enjoy what you got. Accelerate church. Enjoy what you got. If you're visiting and you don't have a church, this is now your church. God drew you here. We're pulling you. Now, now if you got a good church and a good pastor, don't stay here. We don't do that. You can stay here if God told you, but not because I'm talking about people. You probably come to a conference or something through the week. I don't know. And you need a pastor. You got one. You need a church. Here's one. You need a place where God is. You're in it. You're in it. Amen. Now lift your hands to him. I want to bless you. I'm so full. I love you. I love this church. I love you preachers that are here. We've had fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, you know, teachers. We've had missionaries on and on all week long, just worshiping God with us and pulling away from their ministries to be here. I love you all. I bless you all. And I say in Jesus' name, we're never, it's not a saying. I'm saying it, not like a little charismatic cliche. I declare over you personally, you will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Want to clap once for Jesus? Come on, clap real good. Clap real good. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Jesus. Want to tell him, I love you, Jesus. I'm not ashamed to do that in front of anybody, the toughest men on the planet. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I'm going to be worshiping you, Jesus, and loving you. I don't mean to be a big mouth like Peter. I'll go to the cross with you. I just want to make my love commitment. My covenant with you is sure. I'm going to walk with you until the day I die, until I take my last breath. I want to tell everybody on this planet how much I love you and what you've done for me. What you've done for me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Sing something, Josh, while I just meditate in God a moment of what he wants next. And let's just worship him. You can stand up if you want to. You can sit back in your seat and lean back. Let's just give God some attention, and then he'll direct my path. Shakalo mando labashaka.
I worship
you. He's in the house with us right now. He's in the house with us. He is here. Shakando la masta kando la briste kelebo shostu. Shakando la masta de la briste kelebo shostu.
That is what I long to do. I give you praise. For you are my righteousness. Oh, I worship you.
Yes. Mabatola Batso Katola Bishop. Sakale Bondola Bishop, Kayla Nasha, that come out
of us. There is the night.
Sakabatola
I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you. For you are my righteousness.
We love you tonight. Thank you for this wonderful, powerful Holy Spirit conference. All week long, you were here every night, every morning, in our fellowship. Oh, my Master, thank you for touching our lives. Thank you for touching our lives. Please be seated. Well, we met the budget. Second night, we met the budget. You took a love offering for me. I thank you for it. I really do. Thank you for, actually, all of you. Thank you for loving on me and Vicki. I appreciate that. We're going to receive an offering tonight. Is that a really, like, big surprise to you? No, we always go to the house of God and get ready to give. So wave it and usher. If you want to give, we're going to receive an offering right now. In a moment, I'll probably have you bring it up here. We'll see how the Lord leads. You might as well sow. You business people, they were up earlier. I'm not telling you what to do. I don't do that. This would be a great time for you to sow something on behalf of your business. Get some seed in the ground. I would not expect your church tithe to be in this offering or any of them. That belongs to your church and governed by your pastor on Sunday morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, to make sure, I'm always about upright. And I want you to know this in advance. I don't want you to change your mind, but if you do, you do. We don't need to pay the budget. We're over it. You already blessed me. We're going to give this offering to Jeremy File, the pastor of this church, to bless him for no other reason. They're not falling down dead. The church ain't broken. Hey, this church, you take care of your pastor. There's proof of that. So, you know, if you come, well, I want to give it to you, Brother Barclay, or I want to give it to the conference. Well, you know, you got to obey your heart. If that's the case, then we're going to take the offering. And you can write on there, if you'd rather do that than this, then you do that. We're not going to control you. But we believe this is the right thing to do, to bless the pastor of this church. I don't know what he's going to do with the money. Jeremy, you can do with the money anything you want to do with the money. Is that clear? There's no nothing. Do what you want. Aaron can have it. You can give it to me if you want to. Punch it in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I actually was going to say, when I came in here tonight, I don't know, I haven't done this in a long time, but I actually was going to say, I'm not receiving my offering tonight. I can use one like every ministry can, of course. But I felt like, you know, we met the budget. That's a lot of money, guys. And then you took an offering for me. We took daytime offerings. And I literally had a plan to just say, hey, not receiving an offering tonight. God bless you. Thank you for helping us so much have such a successful conference. And then I started feeling this in my spirit. And Vicki just wrote a note and said, I believe God would have you take an offering for Pastor Files. So then it was like God said, it's me or Vicki. They're seeing who's listening. I chose you, baby. That's because it's also choosing God, right? When we were young, I told Vicki, I'm just going to tell you straight out. I love you with all of my heart, but I'm just going to tell you, not even for you will I mess up my walk with God. You know what she said? Same to you, bub. And that's how it works, doesn't it? Will you receive this from us? Okay. This is not a church offering. It's not a church offering. Now, I don't care if you give it to the church. It's not. It won't be my money. It won't be their money. It'll be your money. But I'm not sure we ought to preach all week long about the local church and the pastor without doing something like this.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Now, the next time I come preach for you, do not expect this. Father, we are honorable people. In fact, this is Pastor Appreciation Month. May something beautiful and honorable happen for every pastor that's hearing my voice right now. In fact, and every pastor that's true, may their people bless them and honor them because they work so hard all year long. This is not necessarily a pastor appreciation offering. This is a led by the Holy Ghost offering. So now again, because I don't want you to feel like we threw a curve at you, if you still want to give to Mark Barclay Ministries or something tonight towards our ministry, you can still do that. I'm not controlling you. You just write in there MBM if you want it to go to us, and everything else that comes in is going to go directly to Pastor Sister File to just to bless them. Isn't it fun just to bless people? Yeah. All right, you ready? Stand to your feet. You know, I'm going slow right now because I know what's coming. I got to quit and close this out. Come to the altar and present your gift, whatever it is you have that you feel like you want to give. So kalamando la blashti kalamasha tanabana. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Praise. Praise God. God bless you for giving, sowing. You are honorable people. wonderful people. Wonderful people. Grab that microphone, put a red on it. Oh, shakala mando la pasti ke la masha. Sokala mande la misse ke la masha. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I call you blessed, financially blessed in your life, so you can live good and you can help preach the gospel. You can live good, you can help preach the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. What you got, Mike?
When you were praying for us, it was so. Testimony that just came back to me, and I just felt led to give it over to you. And I was trying to get out of it, and Josh said, "You're running from God." I said, "No." He said, "You better let him know."
Yeah.
I've been hearing Pastor talk about for a long time that if you'll cry out to God and make a covenant with him, after you hit it, give the rest of the money to God. You know, something like that. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he kept on preaching about making a covenant, making a covenant, making a covenant. I heard it for years, but because of my background, it sounded like a sham to me. And I knew I wasn't understanding it because there's nothing sham about him. So I went to him privately and I said, "Dr. Barkley, you got to help me because you keep on talking about crying out to God and make it high, you know." And so he led me through all that. So me and my wife cried out, and we did exactly like we were instructed, and we made the amount high. So there was no doubt about it. If that money came to us, he brought it, you know, it was set that high. I want all you Christians to understand that you don't play with God. He'll always say that. But since the mic's in my hand, you never play with God. So we made the limit high. I want you to hear this part especially. We never, ever, ever, never withheld any money to hit what we set as the bar. We actually gave more. And every time God said, "You sow, you give," we just gave. And we kept on giving. My wife wrote down everything that we prayed. And we actually hit that amount in November. And we sowed everything for the whole month of November and December. We kept none of the money that came to us in any way from the business, our paychecks, or anything. It all went to the ministry. The only reason I want to hear that is because there's a lot of people up here that got prayer. And so many times we hear testimonies from, I don't know how to say everything right, guys, you got to forgive me, I'm not a verbal engineer. This church knows me, I've come here, I preach, I'm not trying to impress you with how articulate I am or am not. But if you'll be real with God, he'll always be real with you. And I've always said this, inside of your man of God, spiritually, is all the DNA I need to extract for me and my life and my business. It covers everything. Because when Jesus cried out and said, "It is finished," he put everything I needed inside this man of God. So under his instruction, under his covering, God brought so many miracles into my life, and I'll just keep it to this one. But all of you who are businessmen that go to this church or any church, whoever your pastor is, you get with your pastor, you listen to his heart, you let him cover you. Because just like when they launched out into the deep, right, and they caught the biggest catch they ever had, that money was not for them. It was to go and serve Jesus Christ. And if you ever get over yourself and realize the money's not yours, it's his. I'm a slave. I've been bought with the highest price. And everything that my business brings Me and my wife look to heaven first, not to what we want. Not to what, I don't need a longer car. I don't need a bigger house. I don't need another suit. But what I want to do is please my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with everything that's within me. Amen.
Not bad. Go from struggling to be a multimillionaire in a multimillion-dollar business. Because he obeyed the Bible, his God, and the prophet of God. You obey the prophet. Now, that could be just your pastor in your life. You obey the prophet, right? Is that what it says? And what happens? You prosper. Submit to God, obey the prophet, you prosper. Submit to, it's not hard. It's just your flesh wrestles with it. It sure has been good, guys. Well, pray about letting us do it again. Would you do that? Maybe next year we can do it again. Give that some prayer. Amen. And be here when I come back. I'm going to come back before next year, even if I got to invite myself. Josh, where are you at? Josh Barclay. We're going to close. And let me bless you one more time. Father, you know, my Jesus, what every single one of us are going through. You know what we're going through. You know what's knocking us off the path. You know the frustration, the weightiness, the heaviness, the pain, the struggle. You know it, my Lord. And I pray the anointing of God that lifts every burden, not some of them, it lifts every burden and it destroys every yoke that Satan would try to put on us. And I say we're going to live free in Jesus' name. Shout for God once. Praise God. Glory!
Woo! Father, thank you tonight for what you've done, not only tonight, but this week. The honor that has been taught and spoken this week has just been so amazing to get inside of us and then to finish tonight by honoring the pastors of this house. God, I just want to say an extra blessing, not just to those that are watching and not those that came out, but an extra blessing on Accelerate Church for their sacrifice this week, for their enduring, for their pushing through so many things and the prep ahead of time. Father, bless them, and as they, you know, lost their week this week to help us and to help their man of God and to help their grand pastor pull this week off. It wasn't for nothing. It wasn't for nothing, Jesus. So as they go tonight, bless them tomorrow with rest. Let them come in Sunday fully refreshed and ready to charge hell with a water pistol. We thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. What an amazing week we've had so far. And do not skip, no matter what church you go to, do not skip Sunday church. Don't come and say, well, I didn't come, Pastor, because, you know, I did just had that week of meetings and I don't need it. No, you got to be here Sunday. Senior preachers, if you're here, the church is doing a little fellowship for any senior preacher that's here in the Propel room. Don't forget about the product table and all of that wonderful stuff, all of the digital downloads, the new music. Get it all. Bless yourself. Bless someone else with it. Anyone that can stick around and help a little bit in the next half hour, we're going to start tearing everything down. We would appreciate your help. Please look for a Mark Barclay Ministries meeting coming somewhere near your city and be part of that. We love you and we pray, bless you. Have a great weekend.
91. Well, all right. Glory be to God. Can I get the great amen?
The great amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Father, for a mighty, powerful, amazing week of the Word of God getting down in our hearts and transforming us. Now let's get everything back to normal here.
Well, Dan can join in on the Great Amen too.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us. And, you know, every single day was a serious impartation of the presence of God during the message. And then not only that, but there was great revelation that was given. And it's just like, it's like right now, that last story he told about Aunt Martha coming to the church. My goodness sakes alive, when you think about that, when you're, because as a pastor, I know how that is. And the people are like, I finally got them to come into the building. Please don't scare them away. Well, the problem with the statement is that means there's something that we're teaching you think is going to scare them away. And it's the very thing they need. Look at what she said. I have never been so publicly humiliated in my life. And the reality was, she wasn't publicly humiliated. She received the blessing from God that she needed to receive. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. And so what does it teach us? It teaches us, obey God no matter who's standing in front of you. Because God's already been speaking to that person standing in front of you. God's already been speaking. God already has been talking to him. And so when you obey God, even if it doesn't seem like it might make sense to say or do that, God is now going to confirm the word that you speak with signs following. And that sign is those people's lives are going to be blessed and changed forever. That's the sign. And so, you know, Even in the taking of the offering for Brother Jeremy, Pastor File, that's great leadership. If you're listening to me tonight and you have a business, I encourage you to go back and watch this video again. I got my business papers right out right here and held them in my hand, stood up and received that anointing. Because that anointing to bless business is amazing. Now, that man that gave that testimony at the end, he's been coming to the conferences now probably for, I don't know, 20 years, I would say, 20 years. And he's from Chicago, great man of God. And he made a point that all of a sudden he was instructed by God to get to every one of these conferences and help pastor, and not only help him, but do some of the bodyguard work. He's, pastor's had a lot of death threats and stuff, and evidently this man knows how to take care of somebody like that. It seems to be an anointing on his life. I've watched this man. I've watched him. Watched him when he first came. And then that point where that testimony happened, the man's life changed forever. And he began to, you can see, he just began to prosper and grow and develop, not only spiritually, but financially. And that man can go anywhere in the nation where pastor's going at any time for any reason. All he's got to do is ask him to come, and the man's there. And went from a businessman, hardworking businessman, to even now being able to go out and preach and speak the word of God. Why? Because he followed his man of God, and he obeyed the voice of the Father in everything that God said for him to do. And, you know, I guess I should turn to that verse. I don't guess. The Holy Spirit is saying, turn to that verse. Don't guess. No. So let's just go there. Go with me to 2 Chronicles 20. Now, Dr. Barclay taught us very, very specifically that when you've been a part of a good meeting, don't re-preach it. Well, let's just read that verse that Pastor referred to there, right out of the Bible. This is when Jehoshaphat was being overtaken by whatever it was, five kings or something that showed up. People Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir were coming to destroy him, and they told him, "We're going to take you out. There's nothing you can do." So they began to fast and pray and say, "Father, help us. Show us what to do." And the prophet spoke up. Second Chronicles 20:20, halfway through the verse. "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established." Believe him. "And believe his prophet, and you shall prosper." Now, that's not the Christians that say, "Oh, I'm going to prosper spiritually. No, you're going to prosper financially. You're going to prosper financially. Now, whoops, hold on a second. Let's get back there. And let's not go to 10 seconds. Let's go on down here. Verse 22, God's assignment to them was put the praisers in front of the army and begin to praise them. Praise the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. Well, when they did, they showed up. Let's see. 23, for the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Why? God put an ambushment against them. So they show up and they're all dead. 24, when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. When you believe God, you prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. They were 3 days carrying away the spoil. Our God is a God of super abundance, more than enough. Supernatural abundance. That's who our God is. And that's what he's wanting to do for us. Now, let's go to the teachings of Jesus. And I'm going to have to pause because for some reason here, let's go to Mark chapter 10. Let's see if this is it. Nope. Maybe it's Luke. Luke 10. I think I know where I'm going. Luke 10. I know where I'm going. No, that's not it. It's all right. I'll find it. Nothing wrong with being real, right? The verse of Scripture says, when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward, Matthew 10. Well, I had the right chapter, I just didn't have the right book. Glory be to God. Matthew 10, verse 40. Jesus was sending out his disciples and telling them that as they went, he was going to bless and care for them and take care of them. Verse 40. He who receives you, my disciples, receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. And who would that be? That would be God. They would receive God. So when you receive, when they received the disciples, they received the fact that Jesus sent disciples out, and they received the Father because they received the disciples. I want you to see how important this is. Verse 41, he who receives a prophet, your pastor, fivefold ministry gift, in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He receives a righteous man. In the name of the righteous man shall receive the righteous man's reward. Whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. The problem that many people face is they don't receive the man that's standing in front of them. They just want to receive Jesus. And Jesus is teaching us, you when you receive the man or woman, the fivefold ministry gift that I sent you, then you receive me. And you receive the blessings that come with me. Don't ever hesitate to obey God. And just like we just did with Pastor File, we blessed him. Why? The prophet, Dr. Barkley, said, we're going to take an offering for the pastor of this church. And when you obey the prophet, you prosper. You get the prophet's reward, and you receive that righteous man because you sowed a seed toward him. So therefore, you also receive the righteous man reward. See, what people miss about the seed time and harvest verses of the Bible is that it's God's system. God set it up, not man. And there are men and women today who pervert it and manipulate it to get money to them. But even a mighty man of God say one time, just because somebody does something wrong does not abdicate you of the fact that it's a principle that makes it work. It makes life work. So just because somebody faked tongues or faked a prophecy doesn't mean we throw away prophecy. Just because a preacher got rich off of the church because he learned how to manipulate it, that doesn't mean anything. If you sowed that seed in faith, whether he did whatever he did, your seed is blessed no matter how bad he did. So don't ever get that wrong. And in like tonight or all this week, and the offerings have come, the different ones, then receive me and sow into these offerings. And you get a double blessing and a triple blessing. Our verse of the year this year is, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. God is coming quickly with a reward for all of us. And if you stiff arm God, then he'll say, well, you got to do it all yourself. And you don't want that. You want God's help to prosper in these days that we live. I mean, I was looking today. I started praying for Dr. Barkley to have all of his conference budgets paid. It's called Kill a Giant Program. I started praying for that back in, 2000, whenever it started. And then the budgets were about 27,000, 28,000 home in Midland, 35,000 when he was on the road. And today, this budget was $78,000. So it's tripled or doubled almost. At least doubled. But see, that's nothing to God. That's nothing. God's system is still the same. Sow and you reap. Honor, you receive honor. Have faith, it produces. That's God's system. And I love these verses. When you receive the prophet, in the name of the prophet, there's a lot of people missing a big old serious blessing in God because they stumble over the man. If God told you to receive that man, then you receive him. Even if you don't understand it. Like he said last night about Summerall. Dr. Summerall said, you got to know two things about me if you're going to run with me. Number one, I'm a very opinionated man. Well, that's not holy. And number two, my opinion is always right. Was Dr. Summerall always right and everything? What am I going to say? No. No, see, we don't. That's where we get in trouble with it. And yet, Pastor said, well, I'll live with that. And there's probably a lot of times he walked away saying, geez, well, that sure ain't me. But Dr. Summerall had already changed the whole world and was continually changing the world that we live in. And how are you going to argue with it? No, just receive the prophet in the name of the prophet, and you receive the prophet's reward. I don't know why I got onto that, except that it's always good to put those verses out there so that people realize God chooses to use earthen vessels to move through so that you and I can get to the next place we got to be. And thank you for every one of you that calls this your church. And you believe God has sent you here. You send your tithe in here. And the blessing of the Lord is on your life and on us. And as we bless you and as we keep going, God just keeps doing a greater and greater and greater miracle in our midst all the time. All the time. Amen. Amen, Rebecca. I want all of God's help that I can get. I want it all. Why? Because you can't live this day that we're living on your own. You can, if you try fighting this day on your own, you're just going to be continually frustrated all the time. However, you do it like God said, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And we get to function smoothly and have no fear and no struggle, no battle. We get to function smoothly. Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and we're walking with him every day. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive our communion elements tonight, just like we have been every single night since, man, I don't know, somewhere back in March 2020. There may have been a couple of our sessions that we missed it in, but it certainly wasn't very many. And at the beginning, we took communion at the beginning and at the end. When first night God told me to take communion twice in one night, I'm like, what? And he said to me, that was during the pandemic, he said, you got people that are in the East Coast and people that are in the West Coast. There's three hours difference. And people in the East Coast want to receive communion together, and the people in the West Coast want to receive communion together. So you take it at the beginning, then those who are with you from the East Coast have the ability to go to bed and go to sleep whenever they need to. And then most of those sessions were 3 or 4 hours when we first started. The people on the West Coast then could take part and receive communion. And some of us, a bunch of us, just took communion twice and said, thank God for 4 hours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Luke chapter 22. If you will, Rebecca, add these verses also. Luke 22, 14 through 20. Luke 22, 14 through 20. And I've begun to read these because I was part of that great 7-hour communion service in Colorado with Lou Engle. Or he was in Colorado. I was in my living room, but we took part of it online. And wow. When that man said this verse, 14 and 15, that rocked my world permanently. Jesus has fervent desire right now to receive this with us. And since I have begun to say that, I've become aware of his presence intensifying during our communion service. Now, which is very interesting to me. So let's read it. Luke 22:14. When the hour had come with the 12 disciples, and he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. You want to say it with me? Just lift your hands and just say it. With fervent desire, Jesus, I want to receive these communion elements with you. With fervent desire. Verse 15, 16. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Jesus is making a vow right there. Wow. 19, he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Corinthians says, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Isn't it something that right there in that beautiful moment, Jesus had to say, but behold, the hand of the betrayer is with me on the table. Truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to him by whom he's betrayed. And that's when Judas got up and left. And when Judas got up and left, then the strife was gone, the betrayal was gone, and Jesus could minister to the disciples. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he gave thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 26. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. We would not be judged. That's what this is all about. You don't have to be concerned when you come to the communion table that you're going to drink damnation, because I'm going to always lead you in a prayer of self-examination, saying, Jesus, I need you in my life, and you're the answer for any sin that there may be. Now, we also add these verses out of 1 John. They're not communion verses, but I really like them. 1 John 4:17-18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why is that? Because as he, Jesus, is, so are we in this world. We are one with him. Perfect love casts out all fear and the torment, the trauma that goes with it. And there is no fear in God's perfect love. And there is no fear in walking with God. You're walking with God every day, you're right. And you don't have no other desire but to walk with God that I might be with you. And whatever he shows you, you just change it. You just do it. You just do it. Now, I want you to pray the prayer of salvation with me. I'm going to pray it. I got two brothers on with me tonight. Hopefully they have the ability to pray it with me as we pray it. When you finish praying this prayer, if you mean this from your heart, you'll be right with God and you'll be ready to receive the communion elements. And your whole life will change. Brother Roger, Brother Dan, pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
So Jesus hears my declaration.
So Jesus hears my declaration.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say it. I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
I receive your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness.
I receive your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Now see, that same anointing that has been coming in the room when I read that with fervent desire, he wants to receive this with us. That same anointing is still in this room. There's a manifest presence of God coming across this video, across this audio tonight, to every one of you within the sound of my voice. And I challenge you, reach out and receive from the presence of God. You don't receive from me. I'm not the healer. I carry the healer. The healer flows through me, and it's flowing into this room, into you tonight in a manifest way. And I want you to receive it in Jesus' mighty name. You might say, Pastor, I can tell something's going on. Well, for those of you that's just been born again for the first time, or you've just come back to God, it only takes you saying to God one couple words come in my life, and he comes in all of his fullness. Paul said that we would be filled with the fullness of God. God comes in with all of his fullness and fills your being. Well, when he fills you up and makes you into a new creation, all the junk and all the old goes away, disappears, it's gone. And he fills you with his love, mercy, grace, righteousness. Jesus comes to live inside of you. The Father comes to live inside of you by the Holy Spirit of God. By the Holy Spirit of God. And in so doing, you now have God on the inside of you. You have God living right on the inside of you and producing life and strength in your life. And now you get to live in a relationship with God your Father, Jesus your Savior, the power of the Holy Spirit. And they live inside of you, guiding you from the inside out. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to do this. What do I do? Have I got to be like you guys? Got to be like a church? Listen, every church building needs an organizational structure, and every organizational structure has rules and bylaws that they live by. That's just how that works. But those bylaws are not above this Bible. When those bylaws tell you that to believe what they say rather than this book, you don't do that. You stick with the book. So my deal is I don't have a list of do's and don'ts. I teach you every day to walk with God. And you talk to God all day long. And then I'm going to talk to God all day long. I'm going to lead it as a life in front of you of praying that way and living that way. And then all of a sudden, you'll just walk with God. He will tell you, go do this. Don't do that again. I want you to live like this. You need to be doing this, 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 and this. He's going to tell you from the inside out. And then you'll come here. God will lead me into a series of messages that'll grow you up, develop you, establish you, build you up strong in the faith, make your faith stronger and stronger. You'll begin to move mountains with your faith. Pray for sick people. They'll be healed. You'll cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely you give. Pastor, you really think people will raise the dead? Yeah. I've seen a couple people come back from dead when we prayed for them. We have seen it. And what a testimony that was when Mike and Shannon's cousin was in the hospital with COVID, and they said he's going to die tonight. He won't make it. And I'll leave that alone. We began to pray that night. About the time the program got finished, about 10 o'clock, we started praying. I prayed most of the night. And just standing there saying, no, he lives and not dies. And he literally was dead on the table in the hospital for 15 minutes. And they pronounced him dead. And he came back too. And today he's a construction worker working somewhere. I don't know where he lives, but today he's alive. He's alive. Brother Roger was dead for 9 hours or however long it was. And he'll tell the story again sometime. But here's the reality. I've stood in a hospital room, prayed for someone. That the only reason they were alive is that machine was keeping them going. And I declared, you will not need the machine and you'll live and not die. Why? Because God Almighty lives in me. As a human in my own strength, I don't have that ability. But by the blood of Jesus and his righteousness and the anointing of the Holy Spirit on me, Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will. And then he gives us the list. Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. And that's the power of what just happened to you. but now I've gone to preaching again. And even though brother, say again,
9 hours. You were correct. 9 hours.
9 hours. All right. 9 hours. Wow. And if you haven't heard the story, then we'll find that video again with Roger telling his story on it, and we'll tag it to you so you can listen to it, because it's quite a story in Jesus' mighty name. Well, click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and you stick with us, and we're going to help you walk with God. Every day when you wake up, just look up and say, Father, help me walk with you today. And then talk to God all day long and make this statement all day. God talks to me all day long. Make this declaration. God and I have an amazing relationship together. What happens now? You get the fruit of your lips and that presence to you and causes you to be able to receive. And you won't hear the voice of a stranger. You won't go wandering off after other things. You'll be steady Eddie following in the ways of God. Well, let's receive our communion elements together. Get you some grape juice and some bread. Brothers, I'll need you to pray these prayers with me again. Brother Roger, we didn't hear you last time. You might have had your mic muted.
Probably.
All right. Well, we don't want your mic muted. We want you talking with us. Ready? Pray this prayer with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify
this time of communion with you, Lord.
This time of communion,
Lord. Now, everybody just pause. Don't worry about the lag in between the two men speaking. That's just the internet. You can't get over that. Now, Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
My peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion. There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
Your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
Body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive it together.
The great amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed and your body that was broken. Right now when we say this, his body was broken so that you and I would have entrance into it and be able to receive from the things of God. And our body of Christ right here reaches all the way around the world, Malaysia, Singapore, Pakistan, Africa, all across Europe, Russia, China. Our dear friend Maxine's in Alaska every now and then, back to North Carolina. Julian and Vimala, Brother Tanbeer, we love you guys. We bless you in the body of Christ. Now, let's receive the cup of blessing. Here we go. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
By
the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. And I thank you for it, Jesus.
And I thank you for it, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. And my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Spot or wrinkle.
When you come for me in the rapture.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your life. Blood that you shed for me. Just lift your hands and just say, I receive it in my life. Wow.
I receive it in my life.
Wow, there's an amazing anointing right here tonight. Well, here we go. We're going to sing What Can Wash Away My Sin. Brothers, you're welcome to sing if you want, but you don't have to. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, tonight, I want to read the list of nations that have joined us, because we had another nation join us last night, and that's Romania. And isn't that awesome? Now, I'm going to share this real quick so you guys can all read it with me, because I got it on the share button here, whatever you call this thing. I want everybody to read this with me. God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless these, our partners, and each believer in these nations. Hey, what happened? Here we go. United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Malawi, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, Tunisia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, Bulgaria, New Zealand, Australia, New Guinea, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, Nepal, India, Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, Kazakhstan, China, and Romania, and all the nations of the world. And all the nations of the world. God bless you, brothers and sisters, in those nations. God bless you. We're glad to have you with us. Say again, Roger.
God bless, keep you safe, watch over you when you travel near or far.
Amen. All of you in the war-torn areas, there in Romania and Bulgaria and Estonia and Switzerland and Finland. I mean, Russia's flexing their muscles, Ukraine, Poland. We speak the blessing of God over you. Remember this verse, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And every tongue, whether written, spoken, broadcast, telecast, no tongue, every tongue that rises against you, we condemn it. Because this is the inheritance of the children of the Lord. And our righteousness is from Jesus. That's where it says, Isaiah 54:17. And your righteousness is from Jesus. Now, ever since I've been saying these verses on dreams, I've begun to have dreams. And remember that I've had them. So, I want to read these verses again. I'm going to do this for a while so I get this down in our heart. Brother Roger, Brother Dan, if you want to read the closing verses, I haven't seen Sister Phyllis yet tonight. So if one of you want to do that, that would be fine. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you get that ready, that's Jude 20 through 25. All right. Now, this is Job 34 or 33. 14 through 18. And if you would, Sister Rebecca, make sure you get these verses in. For God may speak in one way or in another, and yet man not perceive it. 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while they're slumbering on their beds, then he, capital He, God, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction inside of you by a dream. Whatever that thing is, it might be opposing and you can't seem to break through it. Before you go to sleep, say to the God, the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, give me a dream tonight that propels me past this point where I'm stuck. He opens their ears and seals their instruction, 17, in order to turn man from his deed that's going to take him to the pit. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. I declare over every one of you, within the sound of my voice, that dreams and visions are coming to you. They are manifesting in your life, and you will begin to have a dream in God You begin to have a dream from God. Not every dream you have is going to be interpreted spiritually. But you and I are going to begin to say, I received from you. The language of the end times church is supernatural by the Holy Spirit, dreams and visions. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. On my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I declare by the Spirit of Almighty God, tonight in your dreams, you get a revelation from Almighty God that gives you understanding into something that seems to be sticking, and it's made clear in technicolor vision. And I say, you remember it and wake up and record it in Jesus' mighty name. Well, brothers, one of you want to read the verses tonight? HTW with Brother Dan. Amen. If you don't know what HTW is, it's a new car he just bought. No, it's not. I looked at a YouTube comment real quick. HTW means holding the wheel. That means he's going down the road and there won't be no driving on my behalf. All right. Brother Roger, you reading it? Not ready? I can read it. All right. But you, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. How do you build yourself up in your most holy faith? Praying in the Spirit. 21. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. On some have compassion, making a distinction. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. 24. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. And then our last verse is Revelation 5, 9 and 10. And they sang a new song saying, Jesus, you are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God. And we shall reign on the earth. You and me have been made kings and priests to God, and we're supposed to reign. Now, let's get some training for reigning so we can reign right here on this earth in Jesus' mighty name. I've been saying this for the people that's listening. Tonight, 21 October 2022, all of you that are listening to me tonight, obviously you've not gone to rapture because neither have I. But anybody in the future, I'm believing God this video will last all the way through the tribulation. And you'll be able to see this video no matter what happens to YouTube. And you'll be able to get a hold of this because you just missed the rapture. And then find every one of our teachings. We have a teaching every single day for 2.5 years right now at this recording. That's over 900 teachings that you can receive from. And so I encourage you, find this and get yourself involved in Jesus' mighty name. We got one more thing to do. Raise your hands and say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We reap the harvest of all of the souls. We reap the harvest of all of the souls who were with us tonight. Who were with us tonight.
Who are with us tonight.
Help them have an understanding.
Help them have an understanding.
By the Holy Spirit and the Word.
By the Holy Spirit and the Word.
Of everything that was taught tonight.
Everything that was taught tonight.
Lift your hands and say, I receive my hundredfold return.
I receive my hundredfold return.
That you designed for me.
That you designed for me.
Because I willingly gave up my time, talent, and treasure.
Because I willingly gave up my time, talent, and treasure.
For the gospel kingdom.
For the gospel kingdom.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
No matter where you are tonight, we want you to know that we love you. We're glad you're part of this ministry. Make sure you click like, hit the subscribe button, ring the bell on every one of our platforms so you have the ability to stay connected with us. Because in these end times, we're going to have to come together all the more as we see the day approaching. And we thank you for being here and being with us in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you.